The Silver Beats are a Japanese band that pays tribute to another great beginning. They take their name from an early incarnation of the Beatles, back when John, Paul, George, and Pete Best were scruffy kids scraping gigs in Liverpool clubs. The Silver Beats have been staging their own invasion of America, relying on word of mouth and fan blogs to bring in the crowds. They played Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club this weekend, so we sent our producer, Petra Mayer, to check out the scene.
For a minute, I can almost believe I've fallen through a wormhole to 1964. The sold-out crowd is screaming, waving hands and lighters, and the girl in front of me has a really impressive beehive do. And up on stage, there are four mop-tops in skinny gray suits. But something's not quite right. For one thing, George is playing a Fender Telecaster, which I happen to know he only used much later in his career. And for another, they're Japanese.
My name is Eric, and I play as John Lennon.
I'm Tadaaki Naganuma, Paul McCartney.
My name is Hajime Kubo, as George Harrison.
My name is Yukinobu Kabe. I'm Ringo Starr.
Meet the Silver Beats, part of Japan's thriving Beatles impersonation scene. Back home in Tokyo, they play five nights a week, 6 half-hour sets a night, in Roppongi's very own version of the Cavern Club.
Close your eyes and let you see tomorrow.
Doesn't it get old after a while?
It's always new. You feel like you're not doing old songs. That's what we feel, I think.
That's Eric Mabuchi, who bears an uncanny resemblance to John Lennon. He's the youngest one in the band. Tadaaki, who plays Paul McCartney, has been doing this for 25 years. According to the Silver Beats website, he's sung Yesterday more times than Sir Paul himself. And Kubo, who plays George, was once hired to transcribe the entire Beatles catalog. He knows them all, even the obscurities, and he's pretty convincing with that Telecaster. The audience is loving it. I think it's true on some deep molecular level that everyone knows the words to Beatles songs, as if they're ingrained in our collective cultural DNA. And the crowd here at the 930 Club is proving my theory at the top of their lungs. The strangest thing is that many of the people here tonight have never heard of the Silver Beats, like Lisa Neal and her friend Joyce Price.
We did actually look them up on the internet, though.
We said he was playing at the 930 Club tonight. We're like, oh, Japanese Beatle band. Yeah, perfect.
I think I saw them on the website, and then my friend Caroline told me to come on down, and so I did.
Christine Galani is a local girl who actually saw the original Beatles at the old Washington Coliseum.
August 15th, 1966. You know how much a ticket cost for the Beatles in 1966? $5.
I asked Christine Galani what she thought of the Silver Beats.
Oh, I thought that was fabulous. I haven't had this much fun since I had sex about an hour ago. That was fun.
Petra Mayer, NPR News, Washington.
Our parting words tonight come from a Beatle about the Beatles. John Lennon sparked a firestorm in 1966 when he told a London newspaper, "We're more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity." And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Have a great week.